Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power Words, Shir number 92. We're going to talk about positive word power today from the Chev Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. It's a daily study. This one is about pure power, the power of words. Basically, to imagine the shayrish of it, which is that the world was brand new, and on the sixth day of creation, for the first time ever, you had living creatures treading on this earth, birds soar on this, in the skies, insects swarming in the soil below. And then Hashem chose his crowning achievement, the creation of man. From a heap of dust, there he is. There he is. And it was just formed as a collection of organs, limbs, a body. And then the Torah tells us, Hashem brings it to life. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He blew into the soul, a soul of life, into his nostrils. And vayi adam lenefesh chayim. Man became a living being. What is this breath? So Unkelus says, ruach memalala. A speaking spirit. That's the life force of man. The ability to speak. Of course, to speak with intelligence. This is the crowning achievement. This is the gift. This is how he communicates with the master of the world. This is how he can communicate. Which us Barzal and Chayshus might say, yeah, we're mining iron, mining copper. This is rougher work. Zikakakasa by ferrous, or refining silver. By working with lead, Venase Amasai Sakfedus, or carrying heavy loads. Velechas Vidrachim Rechaikim Tamid, or traveling great distances. Vavoidus Adama Chalishas, or farming and plowing. So, what should a person do in light of the decree that he has to work for his living? What occupation should he try to choose for himself? So he says as follows. If someone is physically strong, but intellectually he's not the intellectual type, then it pays and it makes sense that he should work in harder physical labor, because that's more according to his nature. But if someone's physically weak, but he's strong in his mind, in his intelligence, in his thinking, should not have to seek means to live to of his livelihood in that ways that would exhaust his body, but rather turn these vocations, that things that are easier on the body, so you'll be able to sustain it. So in other words, the general rule is, and you try to choose a vocation, a livelihood, that is intellectually fit for you, that's physically fit for you. Some people have natural inclinations, right? Some people have a certain pull towards a particular type of thing that they'd like to do. That's also important. And you see, for example, when Hashem gave the Shvatim, Eretz Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim, and he gave each land match the nature of that tribe, right? Zevulun was liked the sea, so they lived near the seashore, and they were seagoing people. They traveled on boats, they made a living as fishermen, and things like that. Each person has a liking for a certain kind of work. And Hashem placed a liking in that person's nature to do that, the chaim b'shar hachayim, and in other living things too. Come on, should be a b'teva hachosel tzedes achbarim. Right, you planted in the cat the desire to hunt for mice. B'teva nitzidus mashorei lemina oif, or a hawk to hunt other birds. Or b'teva ayel tzidus anachoshim, or the deer to catch snakes. Chayesh minoif shitzuda dogam bavad, and there's some birds that only catch fish. So similar the nature of each living species. There's inclination and craving for all kinds of plants and living creatures, hot by love, that was ingrained into it, as a source of food. Some species are vegetarian, grazing animals that eat only grass. Then dogs and cats are carnivores, and they prefer to eat meat. So Hashem made animals with each disposition. A cow doesn't all of a sudden, it's not going to change and eat meat. A dog will not just eat grass. Human beings, however, have the ability to choose. But they do have inclinations for different types of work. So it makes sense to try to do your best to try to choose a livelihood that's aligned with your nature. Then he talks about overall the idea is that even though some people learn all the time, and that's their main occupation, and it does say that if someone's mekabel the oil taira, Hashem will remove from them the oil derech eretz, and he won't have to make a living. Hashem will provide them pranasa, like Roshim Bar Yochai, and so on. But for most people, Hashem's plan is that they need to be busy with both, learning Torah and working. Torah is good together with derech eretz, yafa Torah im derech eretz, she yigiyah shneya mashkachas oven, because exertion for both of them makes sin forgotten. And if his body and limbs are suited for that particular profession, just like by animals, a long beak or a long thigh of a bird that stands in the water to catch fish, or strong teeth and claws to the lion to tear up their prey, or how the ox and ram has horns for their protection and to get their prey, and the animals who need to get food from plants, Hashem didn't give them this. For example, sheep that eat grass, Hashem did not create for them claws. They don't need it because they eat grass. So too, you will find this pattern and character traits of people in their physical makeup. Some are predispositioned for business or for certain trades. If your character has a pull to a particular trade, the gufei royal lion, his body suited for that, the yuchalis bela satirch, and you can handle the challenge, yachzalel, seek that type of work, the yasamay sasibel, and let that be the means, the yisbel muskam rasan, and accept the sweetness as well as the bitterness. And you do that, and the key really is, and the next piece he's saying, that if times are hard, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged if your income sometimes is denied, or sometimes it's a slow season, or whatever the reasons are that the parnas is going slower. Trust in Hashem that He will provide him with a livelihood. To have a positive attitude, Hashem will support him, will enable him to be successful, and not get discouraged. Continue to daven into Hashem and trust Hashem. Sheshes Yomim Tavid means that you try to do your best to work for a living. It's a tzivoy, it's a commandment. And you should realize this is a big problem that people make a mistake and think that it's sort of like a bidyevet. No, when you go to work in the normal, healthy way, you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. That's the Ratzin Hashem. You're doing Hashem's service. At that time, you're supposed to work. Don't overdo it, but when you're doing it, you are doing this for the will of the Creator. When you're occupied mentally and physically and earning a living, you should bear in mind that you're doing the command of the Creator, that He commanded the person. Hashem wanted a person to engage in worldly pursuits. He wanted a man to earn his livelihood by working the soil, the harishas, or plowing it, the ziyas, or planting it. Hashem took man, and He placed him in Gan Eden to work the land and to guard the land. So it was a minimal kind of work, but He did certain things there. So everyone needs to do their work, and then use other living creatures for His needs, or His sustenance, so building cities, or preparing food. So, all these things of building cities is a Ratzon Hashem, raising taxes to buy firefighting equipment and ambulances is Ratzon Hashem, and to marry and to have children, that's the Ratzon Hashem, and so on and so forth. Same thing when a person uses animals. A person used to use a horse or a donkey for things. Don't think I'm using it because it's available and it's in my power, but I'm using it because Hashem told me to. A person milking a cow, Hashem told him to do that. Shearing wool, Hashem told him to do that. Pulling an apple off a tree, He's fulfilling the commandment of Hashem to eat the fruits of the tree. We call it Eitzagon Teichel. The Niskar al Kavanasi Bahem Lalakim Balibay Matzbainai, he will be rewarded because of his intent in his heart and in his mind to do things L'Shem Shamayim, Main Shiyugim Aleichavtse, Main Shiyugim Aleichavtse, whether he carries out his desire or not. If you eat the fruit of your labor with your hands, Ashrecha, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. both physically and spiritually. So that's a very, very important point over here. You're working, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, if you have in mind L'Shem Shemayim, Hashem will reward you. You are doing the way of Torah is pleasant, and its paths are peace, to promote peace, to bring Shalom into the world, to remove Machlaikis from the world. All of us, every single one of us, have the ability to use our words wisely. There's always tshuva. We could work on it for the past. And b'kan l'abba, commit to it. Rav Chafetz Chaim says, you never despair. You always bounce back. That's why, you know, you make mistakes sometimes. And you keep on trying. And you keep on learning the halachas. And you improve on it. It creates a tremendous bracha. And how he said many times how, in Shalom Bayis, in the home, the way you speak to your wife, the way you speak to your husband, everyone knows what they need to improve upon, to actually really work hard and make a commitment, not just not to say the negative, hurtful things, but all the more so to start saying positive things with a smile, compliments, speak softly, warmer words, words of encouragement, words of praise, words of healing. Proper words is mamish a refuah to the soul. Mamish a refuah to the soul. Sometimes people remember the words of a Rebbe that they had in fifth grade, in eighth grade, in the Beis Medrash years. Something that they said that kept them going. A Rebbe, a mentor, a friend, or a husband, a wife. They remember those kind words forever. So let's build upon that. Let's build that world. Let's build a beautiful world. It is not nothing. It's not a puff of smoke. It's not that the word comes and leaves and disappears. It has a roshim. Let's build a beautiful edifice, a beautiful binyan from our words, and make the better world a better place. Actually, because the second base of Medrash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, and a lot of it was lashon hara. Actually, when we use our words and build beautiful edifices that are free of lashon hara, and not only free of lashon hara, but bring goodness and chesed into the world, we're bringing the geula closer. We're bringing the shechina into our homes when we speak these words in our homes, and we bring the shechina into the world when we speak of this in the world, and we bring closer Mashiach Tzidkenu, that you come, Spirit of Hashem goes within you. Now, some people are sometimes discouraged on these things, or has a job that they don't like. They could always try to switch professions or make something meaningful about it. But regardless, by recognizing you're doing the Ratzon Hashem and whatever you're doing, helps that the parnasa, as difficult as it could sometimes be, becomes very meaningful and very rewarding. Bracha v'atzlacha.